You don't have to give up everything. Everything you have experienced and accomplished has made you who you are today.
Welcome to the Midlife Reinvention Podcast, a podcast helping women in career and life transitions achieve clarity on their next steps so they can transform uncertainty into an energizing next chapter. I'm your host, Kavita Ahuja, and the founder of It's My Time Now Coaching. If you're wondering what's next in your career or life, you are in the right place. Through solo and guest episodes, you'll gain practical tips, tools, and inspiration to help you uncover blocks, gain confidence, and be, do, and have what you want. I rediscovered myself after the age of 50, and I know you can too. It's my time now to help you do just that. I'm so excited you're here. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Midlife Reinvention Podcast. I was so inspired last week to share that we have reached our milestone third year of this podcast, and it began 3 years ago on International Women's Day. We celebrate women around the world on this day, and I celebrate you. I was touched and moved by all the wonderful comments on my post on LinkedIn, and it warms my heart to know that people are supporting a community of women who want to be the best versions of themselves, regardless of their age or circumstance. I was especially touched by a comment from Shireen Bensvi Miller, a previous guest on my podcast, who said, "I just read that while taking care of our bodies is important, tending to our relationships is also a form of self-care." Thank you, Kavita Ahuja, for amplifying our voices and creating a safe and inclusive space for women. I am grateful for our connection. Thank you so much, Shireen, and thank you, my dear listener, for supporting this podcast. If you enjoy it, and even if there's one thing that you have learned, please share it to even one friend. It would help me share my messages to more and more people. Thank you so much for that. In this new podcast episode series called Motivational Mondays, you'll hear firsthand accounts of successful midlife career transitions that will motivate you to explore new possibilities for yourself. You will also learn actionable steps to uncover your passions, your values, and your strengths, which will lay the foundation for your unique second act career. And you will benefit from insights of guests like Carolyn Ray and Melissa Davey, who will share valuable lessons on resilience, curiosity, and the art of living a fulfilling life. In addition, you'll hear about a famous woman whose life we can all learn from. Enjoy the episode and don't forget to share it with your friends. Also, if you find yourself that you are struggling to move forward and don't really understand what is blocking you, download the Negative Energy Blocks Guide, which is in the show notes. You will receive the guide and practical steps you can take to remove the blocks in your way. Download this guide for free and let's get started to move forward in your life with confidence. Welcome, my dear friend, to this episode of the Midlife Reinvention Podcast. Happy International Women's Day. And I would say, let's continue to celebrate the wonderful women in your life and, most importantly, yourself. As I contemplated the meaning of why we celebrate International Women's Day, I shared in a recent post that every single guest who has been on this podcast has one thing in common, and that is inspiration. 3 years ago today, I had the idea of highlighting women who inspire, who have created or lived a life from which we can all learn from. These women have reinvented themselves, have overcome challenges, have confidently moved forward despite adversity. They are not famous celebrities, but they are celebrities in my eyes. They are everyday women who have contributed something valuable to the world, which have made our lives better.
And for that, I thank you. I set out to launch this podcast in order to share my story of reinvention and to highlight other spectacular women who have done the same at any age, to inspire you to realize that you can do this. If you have something inside of you that is telling you that you have more to be, do, and have, take inspiration from these women. I ask that you share this podcast. Choose a topic. There are over 106 episodes to choose from that resonates with you and share it. Not because I want to become famous, just because I want to inspire you and as many women as possible to realize that you can do whatever you have in your heart and minds. I'm happy to introduce a new series today called Motivational Mondays. Every week, I'll be coming in with a different Motivational Monday topic to help you start your week off right. By listening to these short episodes, perhaps they will motivate and inspire you to do something out of your comfort zone this week. What have you hesitated to do? By listening to examples from what these women have been able to overcome, perhaps it will be an impetus for you to move forward this week on your dreams. Today's topic is second act careers. Do you believe that it's actually possible to change your career or to follow your passions in midlife? I'll start with an example of my own example. And in case you didn't know, in my previous career, I was a very successful, award-winning sales consultant in the pharmaceutical industry for over 25 years. Before I embarked on this, my second act career. Now, I'm a career and life transitions coach, a podcast host, a course creator, writer, and a speaker. How the heck did I get from where I was back then to where I am now? Suffice it to say that I listened to my inner voice. She told me that while I had a wonderful career which served me really well, it was time to dig deep into who I had become, what I was passionate about, what I valued, and what I envisioned for myself moving forward. I dug deep. I asked myself important questions and did the work to get where I am today, with the faith and conviction that this was the right path. But I didn't want to keep what I learned to myself, so I decided then and there that I wanted to impart my knowledge, which I had documented, into a process for other women who were going through similar transitions in their lives. And this process is available to you should you need it. Just reach out to me and I will take you through it. I have never been more happier or more fulfilled, and I would say one of the biggest pieces of motivation I can give you is this.
You don't have to give up everything.
Everything you have experienced and accomplished has made you who you are today. Take the best pieces of yourself and weave them into a present and future which excites you and fulfills you. All the answers are within you. Start with your strengths. What are you really good at? Next, dive into what you are really passionate about. What makes your heart sing? And ask yourself, what do you value now, and how has that changed from maybe 10 years ago? Can these strengths, passions, and values form the basis for your ikigai or for your reason for being? Use this as your guiding light as you move forward. Look at what is ahead with excitement, not fear. You have the opportunity to be, do, and have what you want now. Remember, if not now, when? The next example to motivate you on this Monday is from a wonderful previous guest on this podcast, Carolyn Ray. For over 25 years, Carolyn was an accomplished CEO of worldwide communications and marketing firms. A passionate traveler at age 50, Carolyn sold, donated, and auctioned everything she owned to travel full-time after a transformative trip to Kenya with her daughter. In 2019, Carolyn was invited to acquire Journey Woman, the beloved women's travel publication founded in 1994 by the late Evelyn Hannon, to help women travel safely and well. With the support of Evelyn's family, Carolyn has re-energized Journey Woman, focusing on women's empowerment through travel. Carolyn's messages really resonated so much with me, and I'm sure will motivate you on this beautiful Monday. Here's what she says. Travel is a wonderful mindset on how we view life. When you look at things through a lens of curiosity, it changes the way that you look at everything in your life. An exercise we should all do is to ask ourselves, what is my purpose, values, and how do I live a life in support of these values? We don't get a second shot here. This is our time as women to lead the way on this. Thanks, Carolyn. The third example of a second and third act career is from the incredible Melissa Davey. Melissa retired from a lengthy corporate career in 2016 to pursue her third act and dream of becoming a filmmaker. For 22 years, Melissa worked throughout the United States to bring services to individuals and the disability insurance marketplace. At age 65, Melissa retired from her career and took a giant leap. After spending a day on the set, behind the camera with a famous director, Melissa made the decision that changed her life. Pursuing her dream of becoming a filmmaker became a reality in 2018 when Melissa completed her first film, Beyond 60 Project, a feature-length documentary about women over the age of 60. Her second documentary, Climbing Into Life, is also now released. What are Melissa's messages? Even if it's scary, unless we allow ourselves to try something new, do something that you haven't done before that probably scares you a little bit, you might miss something that you want to try something new. Women are born with this innate amount of resilience, and if they are tapped into it, they can probably do anything, even get beyond their fears. It comes from their experiences, their failures, readjusting to the failures, and building that resilience muscle over time. You're never too old. Take the detours and live a great story. Thanks, Melissa. If these stories of everyday women experiencing a second or third act career haven't inspired you yet, consider one you may be familiar with. I'm sure you've heard of Julia Child. Before becoming a famous chef and television personality, Julia Child worked in advertising and media. It wasn't until she was 36 that she attended the famous Le Cordon Bleu cooking school in Paris. She published her first cookbook at 49 and debuted her popular TV show, The French Chef, at 51. Julia's impact on the culinary world went far beyond introducing French cuisine to American audiences. She also changed the perception of cooking as a chore to an art form that could be enjoyed by everyone, regardless of their culinary background. Early in her television career, Child received the prestigious George Fauster Peabody Award in 1965, followed by an Emmy Award in 1966. In 1993, she was rewarded for her work when she became the first woman inducted into the Culinary Institute Hall of Fame. And what were some of her inspiring messages? Find something you're passionate about and keep tremendously interested in it. Drama is very important in life. You have to come on with a bang. You never want to go out with a whimper. Everything can have drama if it's done right. Even a pancake. I absolutely love that. So, whether you are famous or not, as you embark on this new week, ask yourself, what can you learn from me, from Carolyn, Melissa, and Julia Child's examples? You can do this, my friend. Believe in yourself and anything is possible. Say it with confidence. It's my time now. Till next time, stay well and stay motivated.